14 minutes after 4 o'clock, entering hour number 2 of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. You have us for about another 2 hours and 15 minutes before Columbus Blue Jackets hockey will take center stage, CBJ hosting the Montreal Canadiens a little bit later on tonight. Time for us to head back to the hotline as we welcome in our very next guest, Franco Gallo with the Educational Service Center of Lorain County joining us. Franco, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
Well, you guys have a lot of interesting events coming up over the next few weeks here, and I want to begin with an event that you have coming up this weekend. You have a play date and vendor sale event going on. What are the details?
Yeah, so that's going to take place at our Early Learning Center, which is our preschool. It serves 4 of our school districts, and but it's open to anybody, this fundraiser. It is November 23rd, which is coming up here, and it's from 10 to 1, and we're going to have a number of vendors there. So if you want to do your Christmas shopping, you can do that early. But we're going to have Avon, Color Street, Mary Kay, Paparazzi, Scentsy, Tastefully Simple, Tupperware, and various craft vendors that will be selling jewelry, ornaments, soap, screen printing, and more. And we're also going to have a food trailer there. J&J Kitchen will be there set up in the parking lot. And all of this for $2 for an adult, and kids are free. And Santa will be there, so the kids will be able to do that as well. And it's hard to believe that it's this time of the season already, but it's we're here. So we're looking to raise some money for the Early Learning Center.
Very good stuff. So the big fella will be there ready to rock and roll on Saturday already. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
He's getting an early start this year, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And so one thing I wanted to add is that the Early Learning Center is located near where the intersection of Route 20 and 301. It's the old West Carlisle building over in LaGrange. So if you're interested, it's really easily accessible, and look forward to having people out there.
Franco, with the play date kind of thrown in there as well, and with Santa coming, is the hope that folks will bring their kids and they'll have that experience with them?
Yeah, absolutely. They try to do different things each year, and this year, parents always looking for a reason to have the kids from school get together. At the Early Learning Center, the kids range from ages 3 to 5, and they're not that age where they connect with each other through their cell phones yet, although the kids are getting younger and younger when they use their cell phones, right? But so it's just an opportunity for kids that are of the age group to get together. And like I said, it doesn't have to be exclusive to those who are at the Early Learning Center, but, they'll take anybody, but, that's kind of what we're looking for. So.
Cool. And that's one of many holiday events that you guys have coming up over the next few weeks here. You guys are also working in conjunction with the Elyria Fire Department on the gift drive for the Boys and Girls Club. What can you tell us about all of that?
Yeah, we have done this for a number of years, and this year we are taking unwrapped gifts donations. We are at the ESC taking the donations. Our address is 1885 Lake Avenue in Elyria. We are there from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we're taking donations up until December 18th, and doesn't matter the value, just that you're thinking of somebody and trying to donate to for these kids. And the other donation location is Elyria Township Fire Department, which is 41416 Griswold Road, and they're taking donations until the 19th, and they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And you mentioned that this is a drive for the Boys and Girls Club. You mentioned that you guys are collecting, and do you guys get the opportunity to deliver these? And the reason I ask that is because this is such a special time of the year, and I think a lot of us, we take it for granted if you're fortunate enough to grow up in a household or an environment where gifts were just kind of the norm. There are so many out there that just don't get that same luxury. Gifts are not the norm, and when you deliver to a place like the Boys and Girls Club, it really is incredible to see what kind of a gigantic difference that really makes.
Yes, and we do deliver, and the fire department, they take it via ambulance. Actually, they take all the gifts and put them in there and just unload the big ambulance full of toys, and it's a fun thing for everybody. And we're just, you know, over the past years, we were able to raise almost or bring in almost 700 gifts. So it's a huge thing, and just the generosity is amazing. So
we are being joined by Frank O'Gallo, superintendent at the Educational Service Center of Lorain County. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Franco, I know that there was a need for substitute teachers in the county, and I'm just checking back in to see if that's still something that you guys are looking for. Earlier in the year, I know it was something you guys really, really needed. Are you guys still in search of more substitute teachers?
Oh, yeah. We are always in need of substitute teachers, and, you know, we're making a call for everybody who can help. You know, we have a lot of moms that are at home with bachelor's degrees who maybe looking for something to do. We have teachers who are in teacher prep programs at the universities who will finish here in December and are able to sub. We'd love to have you come out and help fill the void that we have, as well as you know, anybody who's looking to, you know, maybe get just have some extra money here during the holidays. So you know, anybody can with a bachelor's degree and a clean background check can stop over to the ESC, and we can point them in the right direction.
Is there a place where they can go online to see about putting the pieces together and applying for the proper paperwork and things of that nature, or just doing some research to see what exactly that you guys are looking for and what exactly that you need as far as a substitute teacher goes?
Yes, no, absolutely. We have all of our information on our website, and our website is www.esclc.org, and you can or just Google search Educational Service Center of Lorain County, and you will find us there. And we have a page right there, a tab on the left that's for substitute teachers, and it takes you step by step through the process. And all of our districts could use some extra help, so we appreciate it.
And what kinds of things, I guess, are you looking for when you're looking for a substitute teacher? You mentioned that all the districts in the county are certainly looking for some help. Are there any specifics or particulars where you might need a little bit more help?
Well, I mean, we're always looking for people who can teach, you know, any of the subject areas. But if it's a high school, you know, the more expertise you have, the better. You know, if you can do math and you're in that calculus class, you know, or if you're in that Algebra 2 class and you have those skills, that's great. But we certainly don't need somebody to have those abilities. Really, we just want people who, you know, love to work with kids, have patience, and, you know, are willing to give back. So, you know, those are the type of people that we're looking for. And hopefully, if anyone's hearing this message, you know, they give us a call and we'll try to help them on their way. And if they are not able to do it, we can maybe find a way to get them on a path to be able to be a substitute. So,
good stuff. Well, Franco, thank you very much for joining us. We certainly appreciate the time. Hopefully you guys will get a big turnout with Santa being in town this weekend at the Play Date and Vendor Sale event. And hopefully you guys get lots of contributions and donations as well with the gift drive for the Boys and Girls Club as well. Thank you for joining us, Franco.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again. That's Franco Gallo, superintendent at the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I thought that was interesting at the very end there, the need for substitute teachers. And he mentioned, look, that affects all districts across the county. And I thought it was fascinating, too. He mentioned, look, I mean, we're in an environment now where we have moms and in some cases dads who are at home with bachelor's degrees. And, you know, it doesn't seem like this is a very tough process to go through when it comes to filling out paperwork and things of that nature.
Yeah, I've done it. I right out of college, I substituted for about a year. I loved it. I had an enjoyable time. If you enjoy young kids, I mean, middle school's always want people, but high school and then obviously elementary school age, then it really is a great opportunity and a lot of fun. And if you're somebody who's still looking at a job field or looking at changing careers, I highly recommend it. It's a great chance to experience something. It's unlike anything else. You can kind of dip your toe into the water, see if it's something you enjoy, then move on. But yeah, I had a great time substitute teaching.
All righty. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back here in just a few moments. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.